The city of Baltimore is suing a number of drug companies and distributors, as well as two Baltimore County doctors, for their alleged roles in the city's opioid crisis. Baltimore would join more than 100 states and cities that have filed lawsuits against the companies. And WYPR City Hall reporter Dominique Maria Benessi is here to tell us more. Dominique, tell us why Baltimore is choosing to sue these companies now.
Well, as of last year, we've had over 523 Baltimoreans that have died from opioid overdoses. And in the past decade, there have been over 3,000 overdose deaths. In Solicitor Davis's statement yesterday, he said corporations were the root cause of the opioid epidemic and enabled and encouraged the escalation of this public health crisis. So far, they have refused to take responsibility for the harm they have caused, end quote.
Who are the players in this lawsuit?
So the city, as the plaintiff in this case, is being represented by Sussman Godfrey Law Firm, and the defendant is Purdue Pharma, a manufacturing company that sells, promotes, and distributes opioids like OxyContin. There are also nine other pharmaceutical manufacturing companies being sued as well.
What is the city's case against these big pharma companies?
The city is arguing that 8 out of 10 new heroin users begins by abusing prescription opioids from one of these pharmacy companies. Also in a statement, Davis alleges that the manufacturers marketed their products not for what they really were. This is, quote, dangerous, addictive, and potentially deadly narcotic painkillers meant for short-term use to treat acute pain, but rather as safe, effective pain relievers that could be taken in perpetuity with little or no risk of addiction. And adds that sales representatives were then sent to doctors' offices and other medical associations to, quote, disseminate this lie, end quote.
Do we know what sort of damages the city is asking for? How much money it hopes to get if it wins the suit?
Right, so we don't know how much money exactly Baltimore City is suing for, but many cities and states like Baltimore report extenuating expenses for caring, treating, and even burying those addicted to drugs. Baltimore's Health Commissioner, Dr. Lena Wen, has worked for years to curb the tide of addiction in the city. In previous interviews, Dr. Wen has told me that Narcan Kit, or a drug used to reverse opioid overdoses, costs anywhere between $20 to $40 per person. There are also additional costs for cities and states like supporting children of the addicted and paying for paramedics, police, and city officials.
That's Dominique Maria Benessi, City Hall reporter for WYPR, and following the case against drug companies and distributors related to Baltimore's opioid crisis. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Nathan.